This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz, and it's great joy to share morning devotions with you today. Spoke yesterday about worry. What's the point of worry? In fact, I said that Jesus said, can worry make you live longer? Well, it really can't. And that's a reading there taken from Matthew chapter 6. Actually, it can't do anything much except perhaps give you an ulcer or a stroke or migraine or even a heart attack. That's a funny thing about worry. But one thing worry can't give you, actually, is a longer life. It's been said people worry themselves to death, but you can't worry yourself into a longer life. It's only God who knows when your time is up. So that means you don't have to worry about dying, because that's really out of your hands. I don't know. You don't know. Therefore, relax, enjoy life, and live each day according to the way that God wants you to live. And let God worry about how things will turn out. So really, worrying is really quite senseless and stupid. Many have recognized that this is quite an unnecessary thing. We say things, there are only two things you can worry about, things that you have control over and things you don't have control over. So it makes no sense to worry about things that you've got control over, because if you have control over them, then you can do something about it. And there's no sense worrying. So it makes no sense to worry what you don't have control over. You with me? Because if you don't have control over them, there's no use worrying about it. You might have to think about that. But so what I'm saying is that worry doesn't do any good. We know it, because most of the things that we worry about don't actually happen. So can you think of one good thing that worry adds to your life? No, actually, it is harmful, because Jesus doesn't sort of talk about the physical harm that worry causes. He doesn't talk about people's physical health. But it says in this reading, in verse 32, only people who don't know God are always worrying about such things. But your Father in heaven knows that you need all of these things. Look at the birds of the air, he said. You know, take that as an example. Your Heavenly Father feeds them. So it's obvious here that the rest of God's creation, the birds, they don't worry. And yet God provides for them. So I guess the logical question is, will he not also do that for us? So this does not mean that we shouldn't work hard, but only that we shouldn't worry while we work. In fact, work may be one of the natural helping stabilizers when we worry, because if you're working, for example, at least you've got your mind on something productive. If you notice with birds, they sing. Many birds sing very beautifully. Their singing brings glory to God. And so we could say, well, sing your troubles away. Whoever saw a bird worry? Who's ever seen a bird with worry lines? And I've never seen a bird with feathers gone grey. Jesus tells us the Father actually feeds the birds. He provides food for the birds. They go around and they find food. They don't just stand in one place and sing all day. They search and they sing. So the way that Jesus asks us to imitate birds is really not all that difficult. So he's saying, be like the birds, don't worry, sing, search for God's provision, and don't fret. That's also another thing, because in that lovely illustration there, Jesus said, why worry about clothes? Look at how the wildflowers grow. They don't work hard to make their clothes. Solomon, in all his wealth, and he certainly was a wealthy man, he wasn't as well clothed as one of them. And that's true, isn't it? Flowers bloom right where they're planted. Isn't it true that sometimes we need to stop? We need to stop wasting our time worrying, and right where we are, and what's happening, we should bloom, as it were, allow God to do something with us. And I think that's what God wants us to do. The flower, of course, just does it automatically. The blooming flower, that is so beautiful. And, of course, there are today, and always have been, many beautiful people in the world. I don't necessarily mean in looks, in the outward beauty, but there's a lot of people who have an inner beauty, a sense of calm and peace that's very attractive, because they trust God. So that's what Jesus is saying. Have a good look around you, outside, and learn from that. Thank you, Lord, that in you that we can hold things together. We can trust you and not worry. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.